Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At-Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's gonna go! Alvarez ties the game!
Subscribe to At-Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
There was a certain picture that popped up on social media on Saturday night that got a whole lot of people talking and speculating. Not that type of picture. Get your mind out of the gutters, you filthy animals. No, we'll get to that picture. It involves a certain NFL quarterback. We'll do that in our segment. Did you happen to catch ... at 4:35? Catch Virginia basketball tonight on our sister station, News Radio 1140, WRVA. Coverage beginning at 6:30 as the Hoos back in action, taking on the NC State Wolfpack. And a man will be covering this game. He joins us each and every Monday. He's Mike Barber of the Richmond Times-Dispatch. One of those days where you're glad you're covering sports, right? Not news?
Yeah, it's a welcome change from a couple of years ago where we had everything happening here in Charlottesville, and I got dispatched to that. I'm much more comfortable sitting at JPJ watching a little basketball tonight.
Which, by the way, it should be pointed out that you, that day in Charlottesville, you did award-winning. I don't know if you ever won an award, but you should have won an award. Your coverage was fantastic. But, you know, and look, our jobs are more than just X's and O's and covering games. But I'm curious, was that the day, because of the heaviness of everything that happened, was that the day that you went home, poured a tall glass of something, and realized that you were in the right place in sports and not news?
Yeah, I think so. I mean, there's a thrill to covering that kind of stuff, too, because of the gravitas, because you know it's important. But there's an emotional toll that it takes on you. And I don't know how people who, you know, are war correspondents or people who were, you know, spent months investigating some of the stuff at Walter Reed Veterans Hospital, but the emotional toll stories like that take on reporters. I don't think people understand it. And there's not a whole lot of emotional toll when you're covering sports. And sometimes you feel good for a team. Sometimes you feel bad for a team. Sometimes you feel good or bad for yourself. But overall, it's a lot easier to put that stuff behind you at the end of the day.
Yeah, I was there. Mine was the weekend after the shootings in Blacksburg. And I remember driving home just by myself, realizing, you know, I'm not cut out to do news because I am that type of person. I got a big heart. I wear my emotions on my sleeve. And, yeah, I couldn't not take it home. So, yeah, so we're doing sports today, and there's no easy transition. But let's talk some basketball with Mike Barber of the Richmond Times-Dispatch and Richmond.com. Tony Bennett and Virginia get a win Saturday night. They end this three-game losing streak. You look at that box score, and the one thing that's kind of obvious, Barber, is they didn't go to the bench too much in that game. Heavy minutes for the starting five.
Yeah, and you don't want to sort of sound the bell on this for the rest of the year, but I think in a losing slump, I think what Tony realized was, hey, I've got to go with the guys that I know what they can do. I know what I can get out of them. I know what I can ask out of them. And that's going to be, you know, a smaller core group. Everybody would love to be Florida State. Everybody would love to go 9-10 deep, to have very little drop-off from their starters to their subs. But that's not reality, and it's not the way this UVA team is built. So guys like Kihei Clark, Mamadi Diakite, guys that you really know and trust, they're going to have to log more minutes, at least for now, until they kind of figure out some other answers.
How long can they keep doing that for?
Well, that's always the question, isn't it? I mean, we've seen some teams that, you know, some of the Buzz Williams teams at Virginia Tech were not particularly deep. You know, they would have four guys averaging 30, 32 minutes. So you can do it if your conditioning is right. I don't know if it's the game plan for this team. I think they'd like to continue to try to get a guy like Casey Morcell going and get a guy like Cody Statman going and, you know, get some things out of some other guys so that they are a little deeper. But certainly when you're losing and you're trying to break a slump, you can do it for a week or two to kind of get the ship righted.
And losing does a couple different things, one of which is create panic and fear. And I've seen a lot of chatter here the past couple of days about, will this Virginia team make the NCAA tournament? I saw a couple mock brackets because that's what we do in January. We look at mock brackets. Barber, do you gut feel? Do you see this team ending up making the NCAA tournament or missing the NCAA tournament?
I think they're going to make it. I think they're going to make it because while this isn't going to be a 8-9 bid and ACC year, it's still the ACC. People still respect the talent, the coaches in this league, and I think Virginia, with their defense, will still finish probably in the top six of this league. Now, it's going to be a fight. You know, this isn't past years where the question was, would they be a number one overall seed? They're going to have to get some things together. But at the end of the day, I think their defense is going to get them high enough up in the league. I think it's a down year for the league, and I think they're going to be right on that, you know, to use a golf term, they're going to be right on that cut line for where, you know, maybe they're not great, and maybe the league doesn't get as much as it used to, but they're going to be right on that line of where they finish will be right about, you know, where teams are still getting in.
Yeah, I know it's January. I know there's a lot of time, but I did see – I forget who tweeted it out. I would give someone – I would give them credit if I could remember who it was, but they said, in all years, the year Virginia beats Virginia Tech in football, can you imagine the Hokies making the NCAA tournament and Virginia making the NIT tournament? That might be a sign of the apocalypse.
Well, and throw in the fact that my alma mater, Rutgers, is ranked in the top 25, and I saw this stat on Twitter. It's the first time since March of 1979, which, if you do the math at home, I was 2 months old. That means the last time my alma mater was in the top 25.
The Scarlet Knights. Watch out for them in your bracket. Mike Barber's with us, the proud graduate of Rutgers University. Switching over, speaking of Virginia Tech, Friday it comes out, Damon Hazelton in the transfer portal, and reading his post, it sure sounds like goodbye. However, you put this out basically right afterwards. Hazelton may have a little bit of a hurdle here.
Yeah, he's already transferred. So the fact that he graduated does not mean he's one of those grad transfers that can go somewhere right away and play. He would need a hardship waiver from the NCAA. And, hey, if you're a Virginia Tech football fan, you're pretty well versed by now in the fact that those things are not guaranteed and very hard to predict. So I'm very curious what Damon Hazelton's thinking is. If the feedback he gets is that, hey, that waiver might not come through, will he be a guy who just turns pro? He certainly has a pro body and some of the skills, especially in short yardage, that teams like from the receiver position. Or would he come back kind of tail tucked between his legs and play one more season at Virginia Tech? I think that seems unlikely based on the tweet we saw, but you never know. It's just, it's not a sure case where he can just go transfer and play again.
It was a tough way to lose to Kentucky in the Belk Bowl for the Hokies, but there was at least a little solace walking out of Charlotte. You're like, hey, New Year starts tomorrow. Here's what they did. This is what's in front of them. Here's who's back. And, Barbara, that narrative is starting to take a big hit here in the past 3 weeks since that bowl game.
Yeah, you know, Dalton Keene, Damon Hazelton, Deshaun McLeese, I think we had a sense might be gone, but I still think it's a good team. I still think the reason for optimism is the experience on the offensive and defensive line. But you're right that some of that firepower that maybe really had you salivating over what this offense could be, it's gone. And, you know, they've got other guys at those positions, but certainly at wide receiver, and I know you and I have talked about this on the show, Justin Fuente has been working since he got to Blacksburg to build depth at that position because you can never have too many wide receivers in the system he wants to run. So losing Hazelton hurts. Losing Keene hurts. You know, they played him at H-back. They played him at running back. They played him like a true tight end. So all of those things hurt, but I still think the core is there to be pretty good next year.
I know you wrote about it, and I know you talked to Whip Babcock, but the reaction you got to Fuente's flirtation with Baylor was what?
I still think that fans are angry. I think the administration, at least publicly, and it seemed to be genuine, Whit was saying that, hey, this is part of the business. These things happen. And I thought he expressed that he thought Justin handled it the right way, let him know what was happening, kept him in the loop, and let him know as soon as a decision was made, moved quickly, and claims that Justin didn't use it for any kind of leverage for facilities or budget stuff. We'll see if that's the case. But I think fans are the ones who were most rubbed the wrong way. And like anything with fans, if he comes out and wins 10 games next year, they'll forgive it. And if he comes out and goes 6-7 next year, it's going to be a big deal.
Well put, my friend. Read him, Richmond.com, Richmond Times Dispatch. Barber, thank you as always. Appreciate you, man.
Thanks for having me.
All guests appearing on the Hadid Rug Cleaning Hotline. We'll come back. Winners and worst from your weekend. And did you happen to catch this? It's our Monday segment. Did you happen to catch this? Do you know what this is? Do you know what that is? Find out next, Sports Radio 910 The Fan and 105.1 FM.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's going to go. Alvarez ties the game.
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.